welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is a royal progeny, and the Bible reference is from Revelation 5 verse 10. And hath made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Isn't it remarkable that all through the scriptures, Abraham was never referred to as a king, but he became a progenitor of kings? In Genesis 17 verses, God said to Abraham, "And I'll make thee exceeding fruitful, and I'll make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee." God retreated the same thing to Jacob, "I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins." Genesis 35 verse 11. So God gave a directive that from Abraham, kings would emerge. Then we come to the New Testament, and Revelation 1, 5 to 6 unveils a glorious truth that through the Lord's redemptive work, he has not only washed us from our sins, but has made us kings and priests unto God. It says, "Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." We now share in the royal heritage. Blessed be God. Embrace your identity. You are a king. God has ordained you to reign and rule in the realms of life. Not only does he want you to have the consciousness that you're a king, he also expects you to produce kings like you. Just as the Lord Jesus, the ultimate king, has made us kings and priests. Kings reign by issuing decrees and pronouncements. Embrace your identity as a royal progeny. Embrace your identity as a royal progeny. For further study, read 1 Peter 2 verse 9, Revelation 5 verse 10. If you are taking the Bible in 1 year, Judges 3 and 4, and Luke 1, 14 to 36. If you are taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalm 110 to 111, and Romans 8, 12 to 19. Kindly take the prayer after me. Dear Father, I'm of the lineage of kings, and I issue decrees and pronouncements, establishing your will, plans and purposes in the hearts of men and the nations of the world. I declare that I'm reigning as a king in life over all circumstances. Through the word and the power of the Holy Ghost that's working me. In Jesus' name, amen. A royal progeny. Love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.